So here comes the first question. Would you raise your hand, please? Okay. What did Windchill need in icy cold weather? Yes.
A place where he had a shelter so he could stay warm.
Oh my gosh, yes. Oh, Grandma Carol, oh, you get a Windchill sticker.
Your husbands were the ones.
Grandma Carol and Paula Moore tell the story of Windchill to this class of second graders at Northern Lights Elementary School in Superior. It isn't a nice story. Windchill was found on a Douglas County field February 9th of last year. It was frigid and windy, and Kathy Tucker didn't hesitate to rescue the starving colt.
He was not going to make it through the night. He was down. He was frozen. It was minus 50 degrees with the wind. And when we pulled him out of the pasture, we put him on a little orange sled, and we had to drag him because he could not stand up. And his legs were curled up in the fetal position the entire time we were dragging him. There was no doubt in my mind we were taking that horse.
Tucker and her husband Jeff couldn't save Windchill. He died 20 days later, but Moore now tells these kids that they didn't fail.
We gave him medicine and grooming and lots of love and attention. And because of all that, he stood, he walked, he gained strength. He gained weight. His eyes grew bright. He showed us a sweet personality. He showed us his strong spirit. He made friends, and he died with dignity and love surrounding him. And this word dignity is really important here.
The effort to save Windchill got national attention and thousands of dollars of donations. The Windchill website peaked at 30,000 hits an hour during the struggle to save the horse. So today, there's the Windchill Foundation that visits nursing homes and classrooms. And the star of the show isn't Moore or Grandma Carol. It's an 11-year-old miniature horse named Magic.
She loves to be petted. She loves to be scratched. If you've got really good fingernails, she just loves to be scratched. If you want to hug her, she loves to be hugged.
Not everything about Magic is cool to the 15 second graders. Tucker routinely adds a lesson in dental hygiene to each visit.
You guys want to see her teeth before I bring her around?
Yeah.
Magic's brown teeth or not, Kelly Larson and her classmates learned the lesson of what all animals need.
Love, food, shelter, and warmth.
I learned that Windchill has a spirit inside.
I learned that if like an animal's in danger, you should always like call your parents or something and have them call 911.
You should always take care of a horse if it's in danger.
I learned that you always have to care for it, or else they might die.
When you can love it, too.
It was really cool.
In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
You can give her a hug.
We were giving her a hug.
Good, good. Thank you.
Bye, bye, bye.